67.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And if we can be of any assistance to you, the phone number to call is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Now, I know a lot of you have Christmas cactus. And if you've been keeping them in a sunny window, especially a south-facing window, the buds are swelling and they could possibly be in bloom right now. A Christmas cactus will bloom between Thanksgiving and Christmas if you can keep it on the cool side. So if it's getting hot, it's coming into color. So move it toward either a north window, an east, or a west. So you'll either get morning sun or afternoon sun, but keep them out of a south-facing window. And that way they'll bloom later on in the season. Now, when they get done blooming, take that same plant, fertilize it with a liquid food, and put it in a north-facing window. And if you can put it in a room that, you know, like a spare bedroom that you're keeping cooler than you do the rest of the house, and you're not turning on the lights. Or you can even put it in the basement where it's going to be cool. It will reset flowers, and in 60 days will come into bloom again. And my Aunt Ruth, she had several Christmas cactus, and she could get hers to flower three times, once just before Thanksgiving, then another time during mid to late January, and then again in March, just by following those steps. So, long days. So if you've got a telephone pole with a light on it, and the light is coming into the room, and you've got the plant in the window, the light will create a longer day, and the plant will have trouble setting new buds. So it's going to be a place where there's no light coming in through the windows. Now, if you have saved your poinsettia from last year or the year before, you need to create short days to make that plant come into bloom, because both the Christmas cactus and the poinsettia are called short day plants, and they need short days to make the change from vegetative to flowering. Now, when you look at the poinsettia, everybody thinks there's that beautiful red, white, pink, and all the new color combinations on the poinsettia, that's the flower. But that is called a bract, a flowering bract. And in the center, on the tip of the branch, are a series of little flower buds, like buttons, and they'll be yellow. That's the flower of the poinsettia. But we buy it because of the red, the white, the pink, and so forth. Now, What you need to do is this. And I found that the easiest way is to do the following. I take a piece of paper, like an index card. I write poinsettia on it. And I tape it to the door of my refrigerator. At supper time, I take the poinsettia and I'll put it in the basement. Or I'll put it in a closet. Or I'll put it in a room that's not going to be opened and there's no light coming into it. And I'll leave it there until the morning. In the morning, I'll go to get the cream to make the coffee. And I see the sign that says poinsettia right near the handle. I'll go get my plant, take it out of the basement or the closet or any place that you can keep it, and put it in a south-facing window, and it stays there all day. Because it has to pick up the sun to create the energy to make the plant grow. And you're going to do this for about a month. And normally after a month, what you will start to see happen is near the tips of the branches, the stems will start to turn red. And you'll start to see a little bit of red forming on the foliage near the top of the plant. As soon as you see that happening, you no longer have to give it short days. Keep it in a sunny window. Keep it as warm as possible. And the color will develop on the plant a lot faster. But you've got to change the plant's hormones from vegetative to flowering. And that's done by short days. And normally a month you can do that. Okay? So take a piece of paper, tape it to the door of your refrigerator, just write poinsettia. Supper time, total darkness. Breakfast, take it out, put it in a sunny window, and leave it there until supper. And you do that until you start to see a change near the tip of the branches, changing the stems and some of the leaves. You're going to be feeding them, watering them, just like a normal plant, and the color change will be there for the holiday season. It's as simple as that. Now, if you have a question, call in. We have open lines. It's toll-free. The number is 855-660-4261. Now, there's another plant that's available at all the greenhouses right now. And it's a plant that will bloom from now until March. And it's called a cyclamen or sicklemen. And it has heart-shaped foliage, grows in a mushroom-shaped mound of foliage, and through the foliage will come a long stem with a flower that resembles a butterfly. Two flowers. Looks like a butterfly flying over the plant. It loves a cool room. It's a bulb. And as long as you go easy on the water, remove the faded flowers, it will bloom nonstop November, December, January, February, and March. How can you beat that? And then you can put it outside, and it will come back next year. Okay? So let's go to the phone lines, and we'll help you with your garden. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Dolores from Mass with a question about sweet potatoes.
Dolores, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I put, for the first time this year in my window boxes, sweet potatoes, and they did wonderful, okay, and they grew all year, I mean, up until November.
Right.
Now, I traditionally empty my flower box, clean it out, and plant like kale or cabbage for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, I had sweet potatoes in my window boxes, which really, you know, I was, maybe it sounds stupid, but I was really surprised to find all these sweet potatoes. And my question is, can I replant these sweet potatoes?
You can replant them next year, no problem. So what you want to do...
Okay. What I already did, so it's too late if I have to plant them inside. I planted them outside.
If you planted them in the garden, there's a possibility that they will not survive because sweet potatoes are a southern crop and they are an annual. So what I would do, if at all possible, if you know where they are, I would dig them, pot them, and then put them in your basement for the winter. And just leave them there. Don't water. Just dig them, pot them, set them on the floor in your basement. And then in the spring, when we get to March, bring them upstairs, put them in a sunny window, and see if they will survive the winter months being stored this late. But there's a good chance that they will.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prints.
When I read Green Prints, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prints.
What is Green Prints? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prints, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prints is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prints shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prints is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Growing an organic garden is possible when you use Dr. Earth Fertilizer with probiotics this year. These natural certified organic plant foods are like nothing else available today because they feed your plants and rebuild the soil at the same time. Healthy soil means healthy plants. Look for Dr. Earth Rose and Flower Food, acid-loving plants, vegetables, flowers, and all-purpose fertilizer with probiotics. At a garden center near you, that's Dr. Earth.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 6, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $13,1970. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13,6753, $683.77 for a half ounce, or $341.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $13,6753, $683.77, and $341.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 855-660-4261. And next Sunday, the page on my website will be up for the Christmas wreaths and the centerpieces. It's all been redone. Last year, the people that built the page for us had a lot of problems, caused a lot of confusion, so it's being rebuilt by a different company, and we are very, very excited. So check it out next week, and we'll be giving you more information at that time. Tom, who's up next and needs a bit of help with their garden? Oh, that's right, Dolores is still there. Dolores, how can we help you today? Dolores, did you have another question? Oh, okay.
Next up, we've got Jeff from Georgia with a question about planting bulbs.
Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with bulbs?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have some leftover paper white bulbs from last Christmas that I cleaned up at the end when they stopped blooming and put them in a paper bag and have them in my basement. And I'm wondering how and when do I start them, so kind of, I guess, to force them to bloom inside in pots for the holidays.
Okay. Are they still firm, Jeff?
They are. Last time I checked them, maybe a few weeks ago, they are firm. Yes, they're somewhat dried. So to answer your question, yes, they are firm.
Okay, then what you can do is I would pot them up now and just use regular potting soil, you know, that you would buy by the bag.
Yeah.
And you want to put, you know, different sizes of pot. For example, if it's a 6-inch pot, you want to put between 5 and 7 bulbs per pot.
Okay.
And you cover them with about a good inch of soil. Give them a good drink of water.
Okay.
And keep them someplace, like in your basement, so that they can produce a root system. And then as soon as you see that they break the surface with foliage, bring them up and put them in a window where you won't get a lot of direct sun.
Okay.
You want to try and grow it slow. Grow it cool so that the foliage stays small. And while they're in the basement, because it's cool, it will hold them back, delay the blooming process. And if you've got a lot of them and you can't plant them all, the ones that you can't plant, put them in the vegetable crisper. And that's what I do. I live in Maine, and you want to buy your paper whites by Christmas. And what I do is I put them in the vegetable crisper. That way the bud inside the bulb doesn't dry out. And after Christmas, I pot them, and I'll have them during January, February, and March. But if you want to get an early batch to give as a Christmas present, then you want to get them potted now. But again, leave them on the cement floor in the basement so that they can develop a root system. And when the foliage pokes through, bring it upstairs, give it plenty of light. But again, keep it cool so that they don't come into bloom before the holidays get here.
Great. That's exactly what I'll do. I appreciate it, Paul.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. And enjoy the weekend and the holiday. And if some of those, see, paper whites are bulbs that have been treated to bloom indoors in a pot of soil or stone. And you could even take those paper whites and plant some in your garden, and they will bloom in the spring at their normal flowering time. You can buy hyacinths that you can grow in a hyacinth glass. You can now buy tulips that you can force and grow in soil or in water. And what they did is they gave the bulb a cold treatment while they were in Holland, fooling the bulb, thinking that it already has had winter. So any paper whites that you have left, plant them in the garden, and they'll bloom next spring at the normal time during May. Thank you. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the phone number here is toll-free, 855-660-4261. And the one thing we want to remind you, keep an eye on your rose bushes. I know a lot of you have roses that are still flowering, but as soon as you've had some cold weather, and they're talking Tuesday and Wednesday, some cold weather's coming in from the Midwest, and if your roses get knocked back and they start to go dormant, clean them up. You know, if the leaves are brown, pull all the leaves off, clean them up, mulch them heavy. And if you're in a really open area where you get a lot of wind, before you put the mulch, spray the branches with an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. Allow it to air dry, and then make a mound of soil about a foot high and a foot wide. And if you live in northern New England and you're trying to grow the blue or the pink ball hydrangea, the same thing. As soon as the foliage has turned brown, you can pull it off or wait till it falls. Spray the stems with an anti-desiccant and then make a mound like an igloo about a foot high and a foot wide to help to insulate the stems, and that way you'll have less dieback and a very, very good chance for blooms the following year. Okay? Again, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got March from Mass with a question about chickens in her yard.
Okay, Marge, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thanks.
How can we help you with
call.
The chickens? My pleasure.
It's chicken and hens. I have them in a pot. Can I keep them out all winter?
You can keep them out all winter, but the thing that you want to do, Marge, is take the hens and chickens and put them someplace where the pot will not fill with water during the winter. Otherwise, the pot's going to fill, it's going to freeze, and it's going to expand, and then the pot's going to break. So what I've done, I have a strawberry jar, and it has holes all the way around it, and I have hens and chickens in it. And what I do is I leave it outside until Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, I put it in my tool shed. There's no heat. I leave it in there for the winter, and then I'll bring it back out in mid to late March, and it will grow like crazy. If you've got a porch that's attached to your house and there's some space underneath the porch, put it underneath the porch, throw a few pine needles around it, and leave it there for the winter. But if you leave it out in the open and it's a clay pot or a ceramic pot, it's going to burst as the water changes to ice and expands. If it's a clay, if it's a plastic pot, what will happen is... Yeah, if it's in a plastic pot, what will happen is it will freeze and it won't be able to expand, but it will tear the roots apart. And when spring gets here, then the hens and chickens will all die. So what you can do is if you don't have a tool shed, you can't put it undercover, put it up against a building between shrubbery and lay the pot on its side. And that way you'll have good drainage. It'll be sheltered up against the house from the sun, the wind, and the weather. And it will survive and it will do real, real well.
They don't have to get any sun during the winter?
No, because the plant goes dormant.
Oh, I don't know nothing about them. Now, right now, the tops look good, but the bottom leaves are dying. Am I watering it too much?
Right now, you shouldn't be watering them at all. So for now, from now on, leave them alone because you want the plant to go to sleep. You want it to kind of hibernate. And as I said, if you can't put it in a garage or a tool shed where it's going to stay cold, put it up against your house with the bottom of your pot up against the foundation so that the pot is sideways. And that way extra moisture will drain out the back or the front of the pot. And if you can put it near some shrubs, then the shrubs will prevent it from getting windburn or sunburn during the winter. And then in early March, take it out of there, stand it up upright, put it on your steps so that it can get some sun, and it will come right back to where it was. It will wake up, it will start to grow. In April, you fertilize it. It will start to make new foliage, and the plant will be beautiful. But
now I put sand in the bottom because the pot was real big, and then I put potting soil up the top with a little dirt and sand. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. See,
hens and chickens,
the leaf is 90% water. And the leaf is very, very thick. So it has the ability to grow in a sandy soil during the heat of summer without a lot of water. So it's almost like a camel. It can go days and days and days without rainfall. But the worst thing is if the container fills full of water, freezes, and stays wet, all winter, then the root system will rot.
Yeah,
so that's why
yeah.
That's why I said, you know, put it in a tool shed underneath the porch, or if you don't have that, between shrubbery, up against the house, and set the pot up on its side so that water will not accumulate inside the pot.
One more question and I'll be done. Do I have to change the soil each year?
No. No.
Oh,
the only
okay.
time that you would change it would be if the plant is going to get real big, you'll have to increase the size of the pot. So, for example, if it's in a 6-inch pot right now, in the spring you start to see a lot of new growth, I would knock it out of the 6-inch pot and move it to an 8. Or you could buy another 6-inch pot, take the plant out, split it in two, and put half in one, half in the other, with fresh potting soil. And by the time you get to June and July, the two halves will be the size of the original plant that you had in the fall, because they do multiply and spread very, very quickly.
Well, I got like an 18-inch pot wide at the top, and I got a bunch of little ones all around.
Okay. Well, and if it's in an 18-inch pot, and how long has it been in there? A year or so?
No, I just did it around 4 months ago.
Okay. You could keep it in that pot for a couple or even 3 years.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, and have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much. Hens and chickens are, bye now. Hens and chickens are wonderful perennials for a rock garden. And they come in all colors and all shapes, different textures, some bloom. I mean, they're a wonderful perennial for somebody who's a new gardener who has soil that's not that good. This is the plant for you. And we thank you for the phone call. And if you have a question, don't be shy. Call us. It's toll-free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Pat from Mass with a question about Crimson Queen.
Pat, how can we help you with your Crimson Queen?
Good morning, Paul. I just planted the Crimson Queen like about a month ago, beginning of October, and you may have answered my question, but the leaves are still on, but I just want to know what to do in order to, I don't know, winterize it or make sure it lives through the winter.
Okay. Now, this is a maple. Is this a maple?
I don't know. It's almost like a, yes, I think it is. It looks dwarf. And it has diagonal leaves on, I don't know. It just says Crimson Queen.
Okay. Is it, how tall is it?
Not that tall. It's probably about 3 feet.
3 feet tall. Okay. And have the leaves started to come off the plant yet?
No.
They still haven't. Okay. Now, this is an outside plant, right?
Correct.
Okay. Then what you're going to need to... Now, is it planted or is it potted?
It's planted.
It's planted. Okay. The only thing that you need to do is you should put around the plant a couple inches of mulch or compost or pine needles, and that will help to insulate the root system, especially for the first year. It does make a big difference. It will hold the heat. It will give it additional time for the roots to develop and form to make it stronger. And then other than that, there's nothing else that you have to do. Now, if it's a type, excuse me, it sounds to me that it's a type of Japanese red maple.
I think you're right.
And if that's the case, what I would do, because, again, this is the first year in the garden, and they take at least a couple of years to get established, as soon as all the foliage comes off the plant, which should be between now and Thanksgiving, I would spray the plant with an anti-desiccant, something like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. And you can buy that at nurseries, garden centers, feed and grain stores. Even some of the hardware stores have it. And what it is a waxy-type product that when you spray it on the foliage and on the buds, it basically blocks the sunlight from pulling the moisture out of the plant. So it seals the plant to prevent moisture loss. And it really does help for a new plant. In my backyard, I have a little waterfall and a fish pond. And I planted a weeping Japanese maple. And the first year, I did not spray it because I figured it's sheltered by the house. We have a lot of trees. And when spring came, I'm going to say a quarter of the plant had died back. I pruned it all back. The following year, in the fall, I sprayed it with Wiltproof. And when spring came, no dead branches. And right now, it's absolutely gorgeous. And like yours, the leaves are still on the plant with the nice red foliage.
You want the perfect lawn? This year, it all starts by using the best grass seed available. Bonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Bonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Bonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If you're opening up your camp, cottage, or camper and you smell mold and mildew, it's time to treat the surface with the all-natural shoe mold from Linwood Labs. Musty basements or even mold growing on your plants is no match for shoe mold spray, and it works fast. Safe to use on rugs, curtains, furniture, and all surfaces. That's all-natural shoe mold. Also look for screen and surface insect spray to keep your insects off the screen door and windows. It will last up to 4 weeks.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make.
Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeffrey from New Hampshire with a question about carrots.
Jeffrey, how can we help you with the carrots? Tell me what's going on.
Hi there, Paul.
Hi.
We've got carrots that we pulled up, and instead of being like something you can chew on, it is really fibrous, and I was wondering what causes that. It's like too much to chew and eat.
You mean there's like a lot of roots coming through it, or is it the actual carrot that's stringy?
Yeah, that's a better description. Yeah, it looks like a plain old regular carrot, but yet you cut into it and it's really stringy and fibrous. What would cause that?
How long did they grow? I mean, are they 6 inches or more, or are they more on the shorter side?
Yeah, they were in a clay soil, so I kind of, you know, tried to fluff it up a little bit, and they grew for probably maybe 2.5 months, maybe 3 months.
Okay. What I want you to do next year is this. Where you're going to be planting your carrots, and I had a problem many years ago in one of my gardens where it was heavy with clay. And what I did is I went to the garden center and I bought a couple of 50-pound bags of sandbox sand. And where my rows of carrots were going to be planted, I tilled the soil with a pitchfork to loosen it up. I opened up the end of the bag of sandbox sand and poured about a 2-inch pile the whole length of the trench and then blended it. Then I added some peat moss or compost and did the same thing to help to break up the clay. And I'll tell you, the length of that carrot tripled in 1 year. Now, right now, the other thing that you can do is go to your garden center or feed and grain store and buy a bag of garden gypsum. And gypsum is what they make sheetrock out of.
And when you just broadcast it over the garden and just leave it there, the rain, the snow will wash it in, and it will coat the particles of clay, preventing them from sticking together. And that's the problem. The carrot tried to grow because the soil was dense and thick. It was having a tough time. And it grew fibrous because it could not expand down. So add the gypsum now. That will break apart the clay at planting time in the row. You don't have to treat the whole garden. Put some compost and some sand, just regular sandbox sand. Blend it in to a depth of about a foot with your pitchfork or a shovel, and then plant, and you'll be in great shape.
Yeah, because some of the carrots didn't turn out that way, and they are very good and edible.
Yep.
So I was wondering, how come you got some like that and some like the other way?
Sometimes we plant them too close, and they'll compete for the same growing area. And I know I do that. And then I did some reading up on carrots for my newsletter and found out that when you plant things like beets, for example, when you put in one beet seed, that seed can make five plants.
Yeah.
Carrots are so small, it's hard to really space them. So what you have to do is you've got to plant them as thin as possible, let them come up. When they get to be about an inch in height, then start pulling some of them out so there's at least an inch between each plant. Now they've got some elbow room. Your soil has been conditioned. There's less stress on the plant, and you'll have a meatier carrot rather than a fibrous carrot. But start with the gypsum now. In the spring, compost and sand. And again, work it down to about a foot thin. And it's difficult. And I know I always cannot thin enough. I'm afraid that if I thin too much, they won't be good. But in the areas where I do thin them properly, I've got big fat carrots and long. And if you do that, you'll be in great shape. Thank you, and you have a great weekend.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.